With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. All eyes will be on the running mates this week as they debate.
Vance said at a Michigan rally that he's been preparing to debate the Democratic vice presidential candidate.
It's an opportunity for me to get to tell the American people how I think we can make their lives better and how Donald Trump's policies can make them more prosperous, can make the world more peaceful, and can secure that southern border.
Meanwhile, Walz in North Carolina called his Republican counterpart out for his remarks on immigrant communities in Vance's home state. Insiders say the Walz-Vance debate might shift some voter opinions since the presidential candidates have shared a stage just once in early September. Walz and Vance square off on Tuesday in New York. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Israeli military killing another high-ranking Hezbollah official in an airstrike. As a Lebanese terrorist group is reeling from a string of devastating blows, Israel says Nabil Kayouk, the deputy head of Hezbollah's Central Council, has been killed. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby was asked if he expects Iran or its proxies to retaliate.
We have to be prepared for some sort of response. We have to make sure that we are ready, and we are. We believe we have the force capability we need in the region, but it's not clear right now. Too soon to know.
And he adds the U.S. military does, of course, have personnel in the Middle East, and they're ready to act if called upon.
There is already a very robust military capability to defend ourselves and to help defend Israel if it comes to that.
That audio, courtesy of ABC News This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Southeastern U.S. still grappling with rising death tolls, a lack of vital supplies in flood-stricken areas, all because of the hurricane earlier. Death count, 84 right now. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Iowa.
An administrative law judge has rejected a petition by some residents of Marion to revoke the tax-exempt status of properties owned by Calvary Chapel. The church was represented by Liberty Council, and spokesman Matt Staver says the church was challenged only after its pastor expressed condemnation for the LGBT agenda. Judge Jonathan Gallagher cited Iowa's Religious Freedom Restoration Act in delivering his ruling for the church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life laws at the state level reducing abortion in some unexpected ways. A number of groups that have been helping women pay for abortions and associated travel are cutting back their aid as travel costs rise. Those groups say state bans on abortion are forcing women to travel farther, thereby increasing their cost. So far, 14 states banning abortion altogether or from about 6 weeks of pregnancy on. This is SRN News. More small companies say they are harnessing AI to help their businesses. John Scott has more on that story.
In a survey by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and Tenio, nearly every small business, 98%, said they're utilizing a tool that is enabled by AI. 40% said they're using generative AI tools like chatbots and image creation, nearly double from last year's survey. Small business owners say finding the right AI tools helps them save on personnel cost and frees up time. But it's important to find the tool that works for you, and human oversight is still key. John Scott reporting.
The deli meat company Boar's Head being scrutinized by law enforcement officials. That over the recent deadly outbreak of Listeria food poisoning, the outbreak killing 10 people, 50 others in 19 states became sick. More details at SRNNews.com.